Listening to your new best friends podcast, and here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Yeah, just
well, we are hot.
Just relax.
I'm chilling.
We did sound check already?
Yeah, we did already.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
So for the listeners, you're gonna get a new vibe today. Mm-hmm. Michael and I are not doing this at work. We are sitting in my garage in my car. Because that's our studio. it's daylight. That's another plus for us. It's warm. Things are good.
Yeah. Don't have to worry about cops or anything else.
No cops.
No nosy people.
Yeah. The woman who came. Yeah.
Oh. So, okay. The basis of this show is I saw something that said there's a list of 36 questions that if you're on a date, or not even a date, just like sitting across from each other, and you ask these questions, at the end of it, you'll fall in love with the person.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen this.
Yes.
It's like an article in like Glamour magazine.
Sure. Men's health. Doesn't matter.
It's the same.
Yeah. So I thought that we could give it a shot. Answer honestly and...
Answer honestly. So we're trying to fall in love with each other.
Oh, see where things go.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. I mean, you're not gross.
You're not married with child.
Okay, and I guess we'll just get started. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You want to hold my hand?
You went to do it.
I did, because I'm genuinely curious. Would you like to be famous in what way? If the answer is yes, obviously.
Yes. I'd like to be famous. Off of here, could you imagine if we were radio hosts? I'd love that versus the job I have now.
You're just shooting like straight for the ankles. You're not even shooting high. I'm just a radio host?
Do you know how much, like, Elvis Duran makes?
Yeah, he's, like, the tippy top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Z100's got a real chokehold on the radio platform, so...
Do they?
Yeah.
When was the last time you listened to Z100?
Well, not me personally, but I feel like they get, like, a lot of venues and concerts, and... What about you?
I want to be famous strictly for the money. I don't want people to necessarily know much about me.
But they will know everything. And quite frankly, I think you've got some scandals.
Oh, my God.
That would surface quickly.
The second... I actually thought about this. I thought, like, if I was ever in a situation where I rescued a bunch of people from, like, a gunman or something, I would instantly call you, give you all of my passwords, and say, scrub my shit clean, because I've got some shit going on. I've got things
behind closed doors.
Yeah. I think I was, like, 16 years old, and remember, instant messaging?
Oh.
Like, your away message? I think I put, like, on one of them, like, all I want to do is, like, pump crack into the youth of America or something. For no reason. It could be edgy.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not good.
I don't know if I could scrub that, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know.
You would have to. I would do it for you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would delete all your shit.
But then you could be held liable.
No, this is just before you got famous, before people start going screenshotting your shit. You could just start off fresh.
You could just delete all your social media.
Yeah.
That's my game plan.
I would need you to do that.
The day something goes viral, I just have to delete everything. But I feel like you and I would both be late to it. No one's going to let us know right away that we're viral.
No, I'm going to rest... Okay, there's a guy who walks into a nursery with a gun. I walk up behind him with a fire extinguisher. I bonk him in the head. I instantly call you.
Mm.
I'm about to blow up. Scrub my shit. And you say, got it.
So when you say blow up, like, you know I'm going to misinterpret that. When you say, you call me in a panic and say, I'm about to blow up, scrub my shit, click, I'm not going to put two and two together.
Well, Mike's having a fever dream. Yeah, so that would be my goal. So I do want to be famous, but strictly for the money and nothing else. And you said yes, and a radio host.
So which platform would, like, take you down? Facebook? Like, what is going to be, like what platform that's currently up that if I were to Google you right now, you would just be like, I mean, absolutely destroyed.
Ooh.
Because I've seen some pretty heinous activity on your Facebook.
That is...
The questionable things that in this cancel culture, you'd be done.
Honestly, like, I don't think...
Crucified.
I don't know much platforms, but if for some reason anybody offered my friends any type of money to, like, get the group chats or something, devastated.
Yeah, you'd be done.
Oh, I'd be done.
Done, done, done.
First page.
Fired.
Fired, probably arrested, sexually assaulted. Neil deGrasse Tyson would just push me up against the wall.
He's not doing jail time.
No, he's not.
Right, because he's got the money to get out of it. You don't.
And he's a smooth talker, too.
Yeah, he is.
Get me to touch his groin and, like, I thank him for the privilege.
Who's that guy who, like, has, like, he's, like, super... Ben Shapiro. Did you see the interview between them?
I listened to that on the way here. That's why.
What?
I listened to that on... I was
what
watching...
What are the odds of that?
I was watching a TikTok last night and I caught the...
oh, you on TikTok like the, that?
No.
Well,
it's a lot of cat
why?
Videos and then some political
because you
stuff.
Won't get the algorithm time to get to know you.
Well, I don't want to because every once in a while, my wife, Ashley, will walk behind me and I don't want...
You don't want her to see the big titty girls dancing for you.
Because one time I was like, here, I'm going to scroll and say, let me know when you see something that you're disgusted with. And I scrolled, I got to like 10 before she was
wow.
like...
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, see, that's okay.
So the algorithm thinks like every 10 videos they got to lure you back in.
Mm-hmm. Somebody okay. making it clap to like Lil Wayne song or something.
How often are you on TikTok, would you say?
Usually bathroom. Never in my free time.
So it's daily?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So daily. Okay.
Yeah. You?
Oh, I mean, I'm addicted. You know, that's something that's like coursing through my veins at this point.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, the platform that would take me down, I think, is Facebook. That would be the first thing I'd have to delete immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
You don't have any old, like, dating profiles or anything?
There's nothing I could do about that.
I'm electric, and these hoes love me.
There's absolutely nothing I could do about those dating profiles. There's nothing.
Okay.
I tried. I've contacted people. There's, oh, you know what would take me down?
Hmm.
A couple of old YouTube videos. That
oh.
would be what takes me down. Not the one that you comment on, which, by the way...
Oh.
My girlfriend commented. I don't know. You obviously haven't seen it.
I didn't.
She commented in response to your comment. Michael has this thing. years and years and years ago, I went to a Comic-Con festival.
Oh, my God.
And I did some crazy stuff for a free T-shirt. Nothing sexual. But it's one of the most embarrassing interviews I've ever given for a free T-shirt. And they chopped it up and edited it in such a way.
Mm.
And to be fair, I had no... camera knowledge, so I was just staring directly at the person above the camera waiting for cues.
Mm-hmm.
And so I showed that video to Michael once, and now about yearly or so he comments on it, and yeah, it's quite an embarrassing video.
I have to tell you, and I was never gonna tell you.
Oh no.
No, I I told you I've been doing stuff for music, right?
Uh-huh.
I've spliced that into a song that I've been working. It's your theme song. It's about a minute and 30 seconds long. And I'll export it. I try to, and I will send it to you. And I need you to play it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, like on here?
No, 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 no.
Oh, oh, oh.
No, 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 no.
The absolute resistance tells me it's bad.
It's not a quality song, but it makes me smile every time I play it. When I go,
it's like your ringtone.
No. Oh my God! Yes. When I get my creative juices going, I need to sit down and listen to that song and then smile, and then I create masterpieces.
Oh my Lord, why were you never going to tell me about that?
Because that was for me. That was for me and me alone.
I'm glad you told us.
Yeah.
And the listeners.
Okay, number three. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say and why?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah, if I'm making like a food order or like making a doctor's appointment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have to go through it.
So you sit there with the phone in your hand and go... Hey, this is Tavi. My shit hurts. Can you go over it?
Well, see, that sounds like someone who didn't rehearse it in their head.
I don't rehearse it.
You just
free flow and jazz.
You just raw dogging the doctor's appointments?
Only time. Okay, the food thing I would rehearse if somebody says like no this and double that and.
Well, it's just you and your wife.
Yeah.
Like when you and your wife order out,
she gets a large coffee, cream and sugar with a turbo shot.
Okay.
I have to rehearse that before I say that.
Why?
Because it's not a normal order. It's not an everyday large coffee, cream, and sugar. I don't have to rehearse that. The turbo shot always throws me off.
That's...
It's a lot.
It feels...
I don't go buy coffee, so it's weird.
Okay.
I eat munchkins. And not the food. Little people.
You're done. It's over. Back to bed.
Okay, let's
that's
keep,
a wrap, folks.
Let's keep a cancel counter. And all that's right. Number two for me.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Okay, I lied, honestly. I rehearse calling out of work.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yes. Hey, this is blah, blah, blah. I always screw up, too. At the end, I'm like, oh, it's Tuesday, by the way.
You say the date when you call out?
Yeah. Just so there's no...
That's a good thought.
You don't?
No. I'm just like, hey, this is blank.
It's your girl. I ain't coming in. Chalk it up however you want to. Bye.
Use whatever day is perfect for you. I gotta go. There's a raccoon screeching in the background.
Oh my god.
Do you want to mention that?
No. She's dealing with it. She's got her own demons right now.
Michael has a squirrel stuck in his house right now.
Apparently. Alleged squirrel.
It could be a raccoon. I don't think it's a raccoon, judging from the description I was given.
Yes, it's made its way from the half bath to the laundry room and down the walls. And has my wife terrified. And me, being the man I am, left.
They had to. He had to be here.
And I'm not going back for a while until it's handled.
So his wife and dog are standing guard mm-hmm. by the laundry room waiting for this squirrel to run out in hopes it'll go into the half bath. Probably not.
Yes.
And, you know, and then things will sort themselves out.
Yes.
So as they do. That was Michael's solution was he found himself a way in, he'll find himself a way out.
Yes. Tabby said use fast-acting poison, but I'm more cautious about that.
I initially said leave a trail of peanuts.
Yes.
From the laundry room to the back door, but he didn't want to hear that.
Yes, because that's Looney Tunes shit. I don't know why you think that actually works.
And if it did?
Like, son of a bitch. Evenly spaced out treats? This isn't a... God is good. Okay. Question number five. When did you last sing to yourself or to someone else?
So, like, does singing in the car count?
Yeah.
Oh, like every day. This morning.
Okay.
I'd be singing.
What song?
Toby Lou.
Okay.
You?
Probably like 2 days ago on the way to work. Actually, this sparked up a question I wanted to ask you. Okay. You're driving, right?
Yes.
You have a dash cam that picks up audio.
Oh, no. Seeing I would turn it off.
No, you didn't this day.
Oh, dear.
You did something that's clearly the other person's fault. Mm-hmm. Your deductible is $500.
Oh.
You have proof that it's not your fault, but they have you saying some very foul racist shit in the car on the dash cam while it's proving your innocence. You're on the phone with somebody talking about black people or something.
Right.
Would you eat that $500 to not get that tape out, or would you have no shame and go, see, this is what's happening. You don't mind the conversation. Just 'cause I was... Admittedly, I was driving, almost got into an accident, and I was singing...
In this car?
Yeah. Over by Kearney. It's just crazy over
there. It's crazy. It's madness.
Yes. So I almost got into an accident, but I was singing Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License.
No! No, you weren't.
I was.
I was
telling... And I was just like, if I hit this car, and I had a camera, like, I'll eat it. Yeah, so anyway, driver's license. Have you ever seen...
Wow. Wow. Ooh, so TikTok's getting to you, man.
Yes.
I think TikTok thinks...
Subliminally.
You're yes. a woman who's in the closet because...
I mean, it is cat videos and food hacks and shit like that, so maybe.
Yeah, I think TikTok thinks you're an in-the-closet lesbian. And they're not wrong.
Yes, they are not wrong. They ain't no closet. I love women. So wow. Yeah, would you...
So wait, you would have eaten the $500?
Yeah.
No fucking way. Because you were singing Driver's License? What part would be the most embarrassing for you?
You said forever. Nah, I drive alone past your street. Because I do that with the passion and the quiver in my voice. Because I feel her pain. And I was just like, if I had to go to court or something and play that.
Do you have a dash cam?
No, I don't.
You should get one driving over there. You think you'd have to play it in court?
I'd imagine someone would have to see it in
its
entirety.
Is under the circumstance that it has to be played with the audio.
Yes.
You could very easily edit that audio out.
Yes, but edit it means that it might not be permissible in court.
I wouldn't. I would
probably. You'd play it?
If I was saying something real bad.
Like, are those black kids in your yard again? Well, you roll down the window. You're going to have the hard arm. You're going to hit him with the hard arm. You okay with that?
Yeah, I might get the file.
Exactly. Either that or get, like, canceled in your area.
Yeah, no, well, this area.
Yeah.
They're like, right on! Seriously.
Okay, if you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either... Wow, God damn it. Okay. The mind or body of a 30-year-old... What the hell? We're going to skip that question because it's cut off by my thing. All right.
Well, what would you prefer if you were that old? Would you rather have the mind or the body of a 30-year-old?
If I was 90?
Yeah, which could mean that you have dementia, Alzheimer's, or anything else. But you could also be...
my body of a 30-year-old?
Yeah.
I'll take my mind, then. My body, she fails me.
That was you 8 years ago.
Yeah. I'm not going to say prime.
Yeah, well... I don't think I'm going to say it either, but...
Appreciate you. Okay. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
How about you?
It's definitely the cigarettes.
I said probably before, but...
I honestly think I'm going to choke on something.
Oh. But what, though?
Cheese. I choked on cheese one time, and I cried a little bit, and then I finished what I was eating.
Didn't you choke on lettuce once?
I choke on a lot of things. It's because...
But isn't that why you wouldn't eat lettuce for a while?
I choked on orange juice.
Oh, that's right, and you won't drink orange
juice. Yes, fresh-squeezed orange juice is disgusting.
But you won't stop eating cheese.
Okay,
cheese so it delicious. Sounds like you're using excuses to get out of the things you weren't too crazy about to begin with.
I like orange juice. No pulp. But yeah... I have a thing where if I'm super hungry and like the first two bites, it makes me like hiccup while I'm eating.
Oh my God.
Yes. And
you should get away with it checked out.
I don't think it's a thing.
It's like a gastro issue.
Probably.
Well, don't let it get worse.
I don't know what to do.
Are you eating too quickly?
Are yes.
Are you like, doing like a dog?
If I'm very hungry, I'll eat quick and that'll trigger like this hiccup thing, I guess, slow down.
Well, you know what? You really eat slow, ordinarily.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
When you have to set up your YouTube, and then you, like, push all the good food to the side, and you only eat small bites so you can savor every moment, and... Well, don't get upset.
Fuck, dude. I...
So if you're really hungry, you're probably throwing your whole body's rhythm off. They're like, whoa!
He took two bites quick. Hiccup and choke him.
Tell him, stop that. You gotta stop him. I feel like it would probably be like an animal. I would probably end up like petting a horse or something that is like rears off and gets me. Like it would be something dumb. Something that was preventable. And even though my whole life I say I won't do like skydiving or cliff jumping because I don't want to die from something that was preventable.
Mm-hmm. You startled a horse and he ended you with a kick.
I came up behind him.
Mm-hmm. Biscuits. Biscuits is a little deaf, so he didn't hear you coming up behind him. All right, so horse kick for you, choking on cheese for me. We're really, like, staying home.
With we're our good answers. People.
Name three things that you and your partner appear to have in common. Now, how are we supposed to fall in love if we're talking about partners?
But I whatever. Mean, we are the partners.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Three things we have in common.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Rockin' donkeys.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, so you're saying you have a great ass?
Bingo.
Okay.
Two, good credit score.
Yeah. You just had to throw that.
I mean, why not? And three, I feel like we don't take life too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we understand that certain things have to happen, and we don't let it eat us up. I personally get the little things piss me off way more than the big things.
Like what?
Like a little disrespect by somebody will piss me off. Way more than, like, if, like, my house caught on fire or something.
Well, me too, though.
Okay.
I think that's...
All right, so
that's because I've never seen you take disrespect worse than that time years ago when you left the yard where we worked.
You don't do that to me.
Right.
And it's like, not only did you do it, but you thought you could do it. And that hurts me more.
And you stewed and brewed that night. I really tried to talk you down.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. No. You are a man set in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say our similarities are we both like women.
Uh-huh. Rock and Donk?
No. We can't. I'm not going to overlap you.
Okay.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
We're both charming.
Ooh.
We're both charming individuals. In our own respects, but we share that overlap. And
I feel like that was a shot. That was a little dig.
Well, I actually think you're more palatable than I am, to be honest.
Oh, shit.
In the right settings.
But I also think I play the game more than you do.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the guy you want to, like, bring home to your parents.
I don't think so.
Oh, what are you talking about?
No, see, actually, I think I'm the one you want to bring home.
No.
No, you'll say something a little, what is it, off color, they say, or whatever?
No. No, that's not true. I'm the guy.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, I'm charming. I will charm the pants off of your mom, and then, like, we'll go to your bedroom and just hang out, and your parents will be in bed, and they'll go, she got a good one. She's got herself a good one. We don't have to worry about her anymore. And little do they know, I'm eating you out in your childhood bedroom now. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
See, I think you mistake flirting with being charming. Because I think you would flirt the pants off of the mom and the dad.
And the, I...
Yeah, no, you
100%
would.
100% would. Yeah.
So, and that's, you know what I mean? I think that's how that would go.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, Bruce. His name is Bruce, by the way.
I like that.
I'll say, hey, Bruce, want to go out in the garage, maybe tinker with some shit? And he's like, oh, you're speaking
show
my
me your
language.
Tools?
Yeah. I was like, just follow me out there. Make sure you follow the Rock and Donk. And he's like, he's got a cake. And then we'll go out there and we'll, like, fuck around with the lawnmower, maybe throw back a few brews.
You don't drink.
I don't drink, but I'd fake drink for him.
You just, like, pour it over his
shoulder. Uh-huh. My shoulder would be sopping wet. And he's like, what's going on? Like, military injury. I don't even want to discuss it. It's like, oh, I get it. Thank you for your service. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're similar.
Okay.
Military injury.
You don't ask leaking. Questions after that.
I would.
What, really?
I'd say, what happened?
Took a bullet from my Afghan sniper right in the neck.
Is it leaking right now?
Yeah, currently. I had a cork in there before we got in here. I took it out to show respect to your garage.
Dude, I don't think that's respectful at all. You might die.
I'm dying to
cork
get to know
up.
You.
<That's> That was good. That was good.
See? And now we're best friends.
Yeah, but that's...
No, that works, right?
What was the next question?
Okay.
You might die. Well, I'm dying to get to know you.
Okay. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Business skills.
Business! You figure it out. So, what about business skills?
I'd like to know them. All of it. Stock market, investments. I want to know it.
Let's start from the beginning. So, just be business savvy is what you'd want.
Super.
Okay.
And you?
I was going to go, like, superhero or something.
Oh. I mean, yeah. I mean, if that's the case, you know, I'd like to be able
no,
to...
No, I'll fly and you
be
can...
Be invisible.
You can get the morning paper and go, oh, the fucking Dow Jones is down again.
Dow drops.
You know, Biden's really fucking up right now.
We gotta get him out.
Oh, so really? Are you gonna stick to your business?
Well, no, I wanna be invisible.
What a pivot.
All I thought we were talking realistic.
I said ability. I don't.
Yeah, ability. Yeah. The ability to understand stocks.
Yeah, it's like me saying, like, I want to be able to, like, save the world, and you're like, I want to whistle properly. I do want to whistle with my fingers in my mouth. I don't know how to do that.
It's difficult. It's challenging.
You tried?
Yeah, I've tried. I've not been successful.
I tried for, like, 2 minutes, and I just realized I'm sitting in a house with my fingers in my mouth. I'm like, this isn't how you...
Well, that's how you learn, though. That's how you learn.
Yeah, but that's weird.
I mean, so is trying to make it, like, learn how to make your armpit clap, but if you don't practice, you're never going to get it.
Everybody's got that one.
Right.
Do you have it?
No, I can't do it.
No.
Yeah. Well, I haven't tried in quite some time, so to be fair.
Like, what's quite some time? So I think you tried it relatively recently.
You got that off the cuff. No, a couple years.
Oh, okay. Okay, so mine officially is, I guess, a mind reader.
Oh my god, you want that? Is it like in that movie with Bruce Willis where like he just hears everybody all the time? Because you'd go fucking berserk.
Bruce Willis? I know.
Wasn't it Bruce Willis?
What's his face? Mel Gibson had that one. What Women
Maybe
Want?
Maybe it was me. Yeah, I think it was Mel Gibson.
And you hear every woman talk, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would want the, just to, if I want to see into what you're thinking. I wouldn't even use it for that, like, for evil.
Yeah, you would.
I would just use it for, like, not to gain money or anything, just to, like, understand people a little better and get some ass.
I really think, you might kill yourself after
really?
Reading someone's mind for like 2 months. Yeah. People are mean in their minds. Just like, look at this jerk off. Like, yeah, you just be getting called names nonstop.
Even if you're good, too.
Like, you're picking up your food, and they're, oh, man, as soon as you walk in, they're judging you. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the way that people stereotype everybody. Like, when you mm-hmm. see someone, you're like, oh, that person comes from a drug addict family.
Exactly.
And that person is poor as shit. That person's not going to tip me.
It's like 8 o'clock at night.
That's the perfect time to wear sweatpants.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Or 8 in the morning. It doesn't matter. Did you settle on yours, by the way?
Yeah, invisible.
Okay, invisible. Why invisible?
So I can go into banks and take their money.
It's always about money with you. Okay.
I want financial freedom, okay?
Okay. This would be the next to last question of this one.
Okay.
Okay. What is your most treasured memory? That's nothing sappy. I guess something a little more lighthearted. And the next one is, what's your most terrible memory?
Oh god.
So that's the last that's how we'll end this one. Do your terrible one first, and we can use the happy one as like a redemption story.
Okay. My most terrible memory.
I had mine personally was shitting my pants on the train, and I had to ditch my underwear, and then continue on with my day.
So was it like diarrhea?
What it was, I was there, and it was like that pressure in your stomach, and you're like, I can handle this.
Oh, no.
And then one of those where, you've had the ones where, like, it hurts, and then, like, God has pity on you and gives you, like, a 5-minute window.
Yeah, that 5-minute window is just for you to get yourself to a bathroom.
Exactly, yes. I thought that I could complete my task in the time, but that 5-minute window was, like, a 30-second window, and then I had to run the bathroom, and I didn't make it, and had to ditch my underwear, and had to use really hard bathroom tissue to wipe my butt cheeks up, and...
So it was diarrhea. It was a long, roundabout way to answer my question.
It was the beginning stages of diarrhea.
So that's even worse, because it was like that liquid?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like that stomach bile.
I was a different man after that, though. But yeah, that was the most embarrassing one.
That'll do it.
Yeah, what about you?
I would think... to keep it lighthearted, it would probably be that one time in sixth grade when I fell off of my chair at the exact moment that the teacher turned the lights off, so then it looked like, and remember, I was really chubby. So it appeared like my largeness hitting the floor had cut the electricity in the building.
Compromised the electricity.
the structural integrity.
You said sixth grade?
Yeah.
People are looking at you with their heads cocked like, did this big bitch just knock out the grid?
That's... The grid. And quite frankly, that's exactly how it came off. That was...
Did you fall asleep in your chair and then just...
No. I was just being like, so, you know, it was like the chair with like the back like this. Like, you know, the little push-in chair. You know, the real like school.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting sideways, so the back was like to my side here. And I was tipping forward and I just hit the floor. Yeah. And everybody was like getting ready for like recess too. So that's why the teacher was like standing by the door by the lights. And was like, come on, guys. Like, let's go. And she turned off the lights. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she turned off the lights, I hit the floor.
God.
Chaos ensued.
I mean, I've said it before, gravity is a cruel mistress. God damn it, that's fucking hilarious. Did they let you have it?
Who?
The kids?
Oh my god, yeah. Everybody was like, you knocked the power out. And then of course, the teacher immediately turned the lights back on and, like, tried.
Make sure. Thank God. Kids, I thought her big ass took it out, but
I thought you knocked out the grid. You see her, like, flick it twice. She's like, whoa. So, yeah, that's not a good one. That's something that hits me probably like, once a month.
Sixth grade is, like, right there where you're aware.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That was a torment.
Did you go to recess?
Yeah, of course. And then, like, the worst part was like, my cheeks would get really, really red.
Oh.
And so, like, you know.
Of course.
It was just, everything was tough.
Your resilience is impressive. I don't know how you didn't just, my God.
Well, what do you do? Sit inside? While everybody else kind of. And then what? Sulk?
Fake an injury. I bruised my coccyx.
My coccyx?
Exactly.
My coccyx is compromised. Yeah. I'm going to need to see the nurse.
All right, you go to the nurse. I'm going to check the floor where you fell.
It's cracked.
Exactly.
Would you believe it? It's cracked.
Get the janitor. You won't believe it.
Get some sawdust. Because that's what they use for throw-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Totally inappropriate thing to bring. You see.
He's already on his way.
He's like, I heard
it. Yes, I heard it. It was a 2.1. I ran over here. It was the big bitch, wasn't it? Oh, yeah.
2.1, that's what.
Oh, man.
All right, so what's your best memory?
Hearing the story about you.
Or watching the interview video.
Oh. It's going to sound real lame, but I won a dart tournament.
Oh.
For a bowling alley.
Okay.
And I don't like the way you said it. And I had just picked up the sport of darts. Hey, if cornhole is the thing, I can play darts fine.
Yeah, of course.
Do whatever you want, sweetie. It's your world.
Don't take life too serious. Time's limited.
So yeah, we won, and somebody gave me a Snickers bar, and I'll never forget that. They're like, good job, kid. And I said, thanks.
Oh, how old were you? That's pretty important.
I was working at the bowling alley. That was right after high school.
You weren't a kid.
Well, 19?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you're an adult. You can vote.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, yeah, that was probably yes, if we're trying to keep it light, and it's not like my son being born or something.
Right.
It was my dart tournament. I felt like a hero. To the bowling.
You played college football. Like, you were. There wasn't a time when you caught a pass to save the day, or like the buzzer ran out.
I stick by the dart and Snickers story. Okay.
Okay. My favorite. One of my favorite memories is the day that you tried, you got like a trend wrong and you thought that you could hold your hand over a flame.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite memories. The dedication that you had to the cause and the amount of confidence that you were right.
Now, see, that's my problem.
No logic behind it whatsoever. Had I had said it to you and was like, I can hold my hand over an open flame, you would have been like, Tabby, that's outrageous. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you cannot do it. It's a fire.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But I don't know where you and whatever intel you were getting, the wires got crossed. And you came in there with a burst of confidence.
To be fair, I saw it on Seinfeld, and I thought I could do it.
Oh. Clearly. So I love that day. I think about that day. I think about that day a lot. I think about the yelp you let out when it burned your hand. And then you had the black mark on your hand.
Yes.
You burned yourself.
That scared me. The black mark scared me.
And you're like rubbing it off viciously. The whole thing sits with me. It's a good.
All right. Well, that's terrible.
I think this date's going well.
I'm into you.